Lisa Murkowski is unhappy with the U.S. Forest Service and doesn't mince words when she's talking about it.
We've got the chief of the Forest Service who comes before the committee. He says what we need to do in these communities that were once timber dependent, we need to diversify, and tourism is what it's all about. And then the Forest Service turns around and cuts the number of permits that the air taxi operators are able to offer tours, cutting them by 25% and 30% from year prior.
The state senior senator in Washington, D.C. also is worried about obtaining Forest Service permits for regional projects, including hydroelectric dams and mines. She says Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell needs to visit Southeast Alaska to understand why certain options, such as using helicopters for dam construction, aren't practical.
I don't think he has any concept of how you do this in a place like the Tongass. They don't call it misty fjords for nothing. Fjords is like what are around us here. So I said, you need to come up and see what we're talking about in the Tongass. You need to understand what it is that we're dealing with.
But permitting isn't the only issue Murkowski has with the Forest Service. Secure Rural Schools, which provides payments to communities affected by the decline in timber harvest, is another concern. Those payments are dedicated to schools, and what the government decides to do with the program could have a serious impact on rural Alaska.
It is a big deal, and right now I'm irritated in a big way at Chief Tidwell, who is head of the Forest Service, who came before our committee a couple weeks back, and when asked about secure rural schools and the fact that the payments went out in January and before sequester was announced, and now they are going to claw back those dollars that came out to the eligible states, including Alaska.
That's about $800,000 distributed to Alaska that the agency wants back. Murkowski says that if the communities don't or can't return the money, the Forest Service had intended to assess fines and late fees. Murkowski and other senators drafted a response basically saying don't do that. She says a reasonable alternative would be to simply withhold the amount owed from any future payments. She adds that the Senate is working on a one-year fix for the Secure Rural Schools program, which may or may not be funded this coming year.
What we'd really like to do is figure out long-term how we deal with this. Many of us believe that the way you provide to meet the obligations under Secure Rural Schools is you allow for more timber harvesting.
Murkowski says that another senator also is looking into expanding revenue sharing that would include onshore renewable resources such as wind farms that are on public lands. She says revenue from those resources could be used for additional development projects. During her one-hour news conference, Murkowski touched on a variety of topics, from sequestration to immigration. For the latter, a bipartisan group of senators is working on a reform package that she says should improve the current immigration system. She also talked briefly about her role in the Senate and her willingness to cross party lines. One example is a bill she's co-sponsored with Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden.
Wyden and I just introduced last week campaign finance disclosure bill that is designed to generate a lot of controversy on both sides. His side is mad at him because now they've got to do disclosure that they don't want to do. My side is mad at me because now they've got disclosure to do that they don't want to do. And I think there needs to be disclosure when it comes to donations.
Murkowski is on a whirlwind tour through Alaska. From Ketchikan, she's headed to the Matsu Valley, then Anchorage, Fort Greeley, Delta Junction, Glen Allen, Fairbanks, Anchorage again, and then back to Washington, D.C. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.